Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry Broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. He knows everything about us. He knows everything. 1 Samuel 16, starting at verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, 'How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have selected a king for myself among his sons.'" The Lord is telling Samuel here, "I've selected a king," letting us know the first king that was in place, Saul, that was a people doing. The Lord said, "I'm going to get a king." Isn't it something how the Lord let us just do what we want to do until we exhaust ourselves and he can step in? I mean, he knows us. Even before they got Saul, he had already let them know, if you get this man as your king, what's going to happen? Yet still, they chose to get him as king. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 16, starting at verse 6. "When they entered, he looked at Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature.'" We can't look at appearances. We can't look at the stature of someone. Say, "Don't look at it, for I have rejected him. He's not the one." He goes on to say that God sees not as man sees. God sees not as man sees. And this is the thing. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at what? The heart. I looked at this text of scripture. It says the Lord looks at the heart. Even while we were yet sinners, the Lord already knew our heart. He already knew something about us. He said, everybody looking at the outward appearance. They were looking at me in the club when I was drunk and how I was acting and all I was doing in the world. I was doing all that, but God said, I look at the heart. I don't look at the outward appearance. Verse 8 said that Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "The Lord said, had not chosen him either." Next, Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has chosen none of these, not one." So Samuel said to Jesse, "Are these all your children?" And he said, "There remain yet the youngest, and behold, he is tending sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, beautiful eyes, handsome appearance. And the Lord said, "Arise and anoint him, for this is he." The Lord knows something about all of us. He knows something about you. He knows something about me. And we're not here coincidentally. And something about the Lord, he said that man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You ever look through the word and we saw who God chose? He chose thieves. He chose liars. He chose murderers, prostitutes. All there was his drunkards. He chose them, swindlers, and the list go on. We looking at them. We looking at the drunk on the street. We look at the con artists. We look at the different people. We look at the one that's in adultery when we can see so much, but God look at the heart. Even the woman when she was caught in adultery, the Lord was looking at the heart. Everybody else was looking at what they were doing. God don't see like we see. He looks at our heart. If the Lord would have look at our track record and what we were doing, we probably wouldn't be here today. He wouldn't have any use for us. But the reason that we are here today is because God has chose us. You didn't choose him. He chose us. I know we came to him and offered our bodies to Christ. We come and present ourselves before God and we ask him to come in and save us. But he chose us. We didn't choose him. That was all his doing. And the thing about it, and I figured out and I've understand over time that we will never understand why he really chose us. Because so many times you can find ourselves in one position doing one thing, and next thing you know, we are doing something else. God didn't choose us just for this one thing we're doing right now. We fully don't understand the totality of what God is doing and what he's really chose us here for who he chose us here for. He chose us even to reach certain people. We don't even know who those people are. We don't know why God had chosen us to the fullness, because he said in the word, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. So we never understand why God chose us in the fullness, why he chose us. We don't understand. I could think of going down the road. I say, okay, he chose me. When I first was a praise and worship leader. Okay, he chose me to do praise and worship. And that was good for a while. Next thing you know, here I am. Now I'm on the deacon. Oh, he chose me to be a deacon. Did he? Yeah, you did, deacon. Okay, now I'm a minister. Oh, he chose me to be a minister. We never know. Then he chose me to be a pastor. And I pastored for a minute, and the next thing you know, I wasn't pastoring anymore. And I'm questioning God, what's going on? How can I be here and do this and do this? And all of a sudden, it seemed like to me, it was emotion when it was actually humility. He said, I want to humble you. I want to put some things in you. I'm not through with you. I know what I chose you for. You know, we get locked into certain things and we think we have to do that. And that's a full extent of it. We never know what God has for us in the future. We never know. So it may be another pastor sitting in here right now. You're not doing it yet, but that don't mean that God haven't chose you for it. We don't know. You may be a missionary. The Lord may be preparing you to send you out of the country and send you somewhere. We never know. We just never know. But God knows why he chose us. God knows why he chose us. And we look at people and we try to figure people out and try to understand what's going on in their life and try to understand things or decisions that they are making. But God has taken us all somewhere. I mean, it came a time when we moved from Melbourne over to Orlando. It didn't make sense, but it was all in the planning of God. Somebody may be sitting here right now saying, you know what, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Next thing you know, next year you're in another state, not realizing it's all in the plan of God. God knows what he's doing. He knows us. And the thing about it, God doesn't choose us because we're qualified. We think we have to be qualified to do something. But he don't choose us because we're qualified, but he chooses us because of his love for us and his plan for us. And his purpose for us. When he chose David, told David here, he had a purpose for David when he chose him. When he chose Saul, he had a purpose for when he chose Saul and turned his name over to Paul. He said, I got something for you. I have a purpose for you. I'm on Damascus Road. Listen, Paul wasn't looking for that, or Saul at the time. He wasn't looking for no light. He wasn't looking. It was in the plan of God. To start him out here on that road to let him know, listen, I've chosen you to do a work for me. What have God chosen us for? It's in his plan. It's in his purpose. But it's not because we're qualified. Because God loved us while we were yet sinners. Before he knew us, he loved us. Before I thought about giving my life to Christ or coming before him, he already knew me.
He knows us. We are in his plan. You are in his plan. I don't care what it looks like. We are in God's plan. There's somebody watching right now. You even may be a sinner right now, but that does not negate the fact that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Just like when we were yet in sin, God had a plan and a purpose for our life. Way back then, some of us weren't even thinking about coming to church. I didn't want anything to do with the church. I had no intentions of going to church, but God had a plan. He knew how to get us here. He knew how to get us to where we need to be. God knows what he's doing. You know, I know one thing, that it took God to get us where we are right now. And just because we don't have it all together yet does not mean or change the fact that God still does not have a purpose and a plan for our life. Well, I'm not there yet. You know, there's still some things in my life I need to get together. There are some things in my life I haven't got right. God already know all of that. And he's right there with us. In the midst of our mistakes, in the midst of our shortcoming, in the midst of, as we may say, missing the mark, God still has a plan and a purpose for our life. And so many times we can look at some of our loved ones and some of our family members and look at their lives, and they look like they're missing the plan. They're missing what we thought they should be doing or how life should be at the time. But God knows what he's doing. He knows when to bring change into their lives. He knows how to turn them, just like he turned us. God knew. God knew. Don't get discouraged at your children, your loved one. Don't get discouraged at your friends. Don't let what they're doing now negate the fact that God is still doing a work in their lives. When you look at your child and seem like they're going the wrong way, just let them know he's doing a work. Get in your spirit. God got is doing a work in their life. I already know God is doing a work. I don't care what it look like. I don't care how hard they're running. I don't care how hard it look like they're going the opposite way. God already got a plan for their life. And when it's time, he know how to hit the brakes on them. He knows. But the thing is, we need to be at peace. We need to trust God at his word. We need to trust God for the promises that he promised us. And God's going to do it. God is going to do it. I don't care how it looks. We don't walk by how things look. We walk by faith. We walk by the word of God. If God said that he's going to do something, that's what we live by. That's what keeps us on our knees. That's what keeps us giving God praise. That's what keeps us giving him thanks, because I know God is going to fulfill his promise. I know God is going to fulfill his word, because he's God. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he have to repent. God does not have to repent.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue, in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.